This is GQDN for Friday, October the 28th, 2022. Brought to you by Audible and by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Marvel Snap, something coming out of Sony Studios, and Call of Duty is out. But today, we start with Bayonetta 3. And this is brought to you by IGN.com. Okay, not a sponsor, but still, this is from IGN. And what they're talking about is the voice actors has let us know what their pay is. So while it was confirmed that Helena Taylor's compensation for Bayonetta 3 was at $15,000, at Sonic Mega, which is Sean Shiplock, did say, quote, on Twitter. Well, I didn't make a quote on Twitter. I was paid approximately $2,000 to $3,000 overall because it was based on the total number of hours in the studio, which was higher because of voicing three characters in a single game. I made more from voicing Spade Dale in Freedom Planet 1 because that generously gave me sales royalties. So it was indeed something that goes right to the bottom. Because when you're being paid more from a different studio and then you go over to Bayonetta 3 and you're being paid less. Now, sticking with Bayonetta via Destructoid.com, Nintendo UK did make an apology for Bayonetta 1 Switch shortages. So here's what the full statement was from Nintendo on Twitter. Quote, we apologize that we could not meet demand for the physical edition of the first Bayonetta game recently. We will restock the physical edition of the first Bayonetta game once more later this year on the My Nintendo store. So we shall see what happens there. Now we go to another Destructoid article. Hey, got like three of them in a row. And the Visco collection has some different arcades games to them. And they do have Andrew Dunos, Flipshot, Bangbead, Genryu, Neo Drift Out, Soccer Title Goal Goal Goal, and Captain Tomato Day that will be coming out very soon. But there could be some other things coming out from the Capcom Arcade Stadium. So we will indeed see what happens there. Now, they've also said that Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 came out today. Of course, it's on PlayStation, PC, and Xbox platforms. But almost 200,000 players has got into the game. So Modern Warfare 2 did hit 238,522 players during the first hour of launch. So I think the question is going to be, will this hit 1 million by the end of the day? And when I say by the end of the day, I'm saying midnight Pacific time. That is going to be very, very curious indeed. Now we go from there to a delay. Eurogamer.net did say that Warframes, the Davuri Paradox expansion, will be delayed into 2023. But there will be some releases from that expansion this year because they did promise that it would come out in winter 2022, so basically sometime in December. But since it was not in December, it looks like maybe January to February, something like that. But anyway, that is what is going to be. So, if you do play it, be patient. The next expansion is coming. Now we go to GameSpot.com. And apparently, Xbox Game Pass is not expanding as much as what Microsoft has thought. So, Xbox Game Pass currently costs $9.99 a month, your PC or console. The Game Pass Ultimate is at $15 a month, and that's for both PC and console games. It's the same as the Xbox Live Gold. But they're not hitting the numbers. So they did target a 73% gross rate for Game Pass last year, but the service grew by only 28%, and that is not what they wanted. What could have happened here? Could be people looking at the Sony lawsuits, the trouble that they're having getting the Activision Blizzard acquisition through. We shall see. Speaking of Sony, GamesRadar.com did say that Sony's new studio is teaming up with Naughty Dog to making a new game. Here's what they said on a blog post. Quote, "We are a new PlayStation studio based in San Diego, California." And this is posted by a new job listing. For the quote, "Our team seeks to impact SIE positively by inspiring the thoughts and emotions of players worldwide through an amazing gaming experience. Currently, we are co-developing an exciting new project with Naughty Dog and a beloved franchise." So what did they make previously? Well, Naughty Dog made The Last of Us, Uncharted, and Jak and Daxter. So could we be looking at different remakes? No, this sounds like a new universe. So we'll see what happens there. Now we go to another Games Radar, and Epic Games has suspended a Fortnite contractor because of black market dealing. So here is the tweet from at Sentinel Central that was put in the link. "A former Russian employee generated Minty PixX codes to sell them on the black market. He also leaked payouts from creator maps, boosted his own friends' maps in Discovery, and tried to edit existing maps in Discovery, hoping to remove them for good." And in a further tweet, they did say, "Epic has already taken down multiple videos regarding this topic." So what could happen? Well, I gotta think that there's some punishment to be laid down. So we'll see what happens. We end today, and a lot of different headlines today, with a bit of a positive bit of news from Destructoid, and that is the former Hearthstone team, Marvel Snap, did reach $2 million in launch week in revenue. So, the card combat game, Marvel Snap, has been downloaded by 5.3 million players. That's impressive. There are some to be done there everywhere, and really, the game sounds really good. I have yet to get it. Maybe I should. What do you guys think? Tweet me at Joe Brums. And while you're at it, go check out groupquest.com. Go check out dawnforge.com. You could look for us there at groupquest on Twitter. And go check out everyone at Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production 2022. All rights are reserved. Time to go play some games. But then again, I have to go get my laundry. So anyway, go play some games, people. Enough of my private life. It's time to go. Oh, by the way, twitch.tv/Dawnforge. Tomorrow for the weekly show. We'll see you there.